microscopic monsters. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As if we didn't have enough to worry about already, the head of the Centers for Disease Control has been getting urgent memos from worried researchers.
It's not often that top scientists at CDC come to me and say, we have a problem, we need you to sound the alarm. That happened here.
CDC head Thomas Frieden told Vox.com that superbugs, bacteria resistant to all known antibiotics, are now responsible for 1 in 10 hospital infections.
Now, these are truly nightmare bacteria. The good news is that we know how to control them.
And that is by not giving in to patients who insist on getting an antibiotic when they don't need one. The drugs themselves can cause fatal side effects, and they speed up the evolution of these little monsters.
More than 23,000 deaths a year from resistant organisms.
One problem is that drug companies have no economic incentive to develop new antibiotics. And think about it. You take antibiotics for a week and you're done, which is nowhere near as profitable as blood pressure or cholesterol pills that you have to take for the rest of your life. But developing new drugs is just a first step.
If we don't improve our system for using antibiotics, the new ones are going to be lost just as quickly as we're losing the ones we have today.
And if things don't change?
You're back to doing things like removing parts of lungs and trying experimental therapies and hoping that the patient's own immune system kicks back in.
Thomas Frieden, head of the CDC on the March of the Superbugs. So for heaven's sake, wash your hands and then cross your fingers. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.